This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well now, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your rational level, and we would like to express our greetings to each of you, and once again express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin, as always, we suggest there exists that opportunity for you to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication. That opportunity for you to be involved in a telepathic interaction or exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion of your so-called inner self or higher self, that fuck of consciousness that you are. That telepathic interaction or exchange of information, that silent communication, is always many times is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is the information that we attempt to express to you. And many times as well, it is much more complete, much more accurate when it is transferred through this telepathic exchange of information, which is more an exchange of emotions and feelings and thought processes, as opposed to attempting to give you some type of an explanation through a limited use of a vocabulary. And so as always, we would encourage you to be involved in that silent communication. You will find, once again, as a result of the energy that you have created this afternoon in this fast, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent. And as always, once again, we would encourage you, but not in any way suggest that it's something that you must do. The choice is yours, absolutely, as always. Now, we suggested many times that you create this reality, that this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is a reflection of your beliefs, a validation of beliefs, the belief systems that you hold within you. Many times, an individual in your awakened consciousness state are involved in an activity or an experience, and you believe consciously that the beliefs that are created as a result of that particular experience are the beliefs that you hold consciously. And many times that's true. But understand that you hold the belief within. Not just a belief, but a combination of beliefs in what we refer to as a belief system that are responsible for the experience or the interaction or the reality in the first place. The reality validates the beliefs. And in your awakened consciousness state, once again, you believe that as a result of the experience of that reality that you develop a certain belief towards what type of expectation to have when you're confronted with that particular activity or experience the next time. So you believe that it's these experiences that create the belief systems. And in all actuality, it's the belief systems that are responsible for the creation of the reality. The reality validates the belief or belief systems. Without exception, it's not something where this occurs this time, but it's in this instance where it doesn't apply. It always applies. You hold a belief. Many times it's a belief that's contained within a belief system. And that belief is validated in the reality that you experience. Many times those beliefs, as we suggested, are beliefs that are chosen at a subconscious level. And so you have entities existing in your awakened consciousness state who hold this theory that consciously you can't influence your reality. It's determined at some level of consciousness, perhaps not your level of consciousness that you could refer to as your inner consciousness or your subconsciousness or your altered consciousness, but perhaps some type of a master consciousness that's controlling your experience. And as a result of that control that you experience and your activities and the reality that you experience is a fate. It's something that's beyond your conscious control. If you wish to hold that belief, it can be validated. Absolutely. You see, you can have whatever it is that you desire. Not only can, but do. And so this creation process is indeed a validation of belief. It also a validation of giving you what it is that you desire. And so desire becomes an important part in this creation process. Know what it is that you desire. Be specific about what it is that you desire. If you sit down and interact with other individuals in your awakened consciousness state and you ask them what it is that they desire, long-term desires, we're not talking about you want to have a cup of coffee, we're talking about what it is that you desire to experience in your so-called future, because you see, you believe in this time and space concept, and if you hold a desire for your future, it's a type of reality that can be created in the experience within this concept and belief, human consciousness belief in time and space. And so to know what you desire, to be specific about what it is that you desire, is part of the conscious creation process. If you don't know what you desire, then you will indeed create realities that validate the belief that you're not in control, and it'll give you exactly that reality. It's based upon what? Based upon a subconscious belief system that you hold, that you're not in control. Know what it is that you desire. The next step in this creation process is your imagination. Imagination is one of the most valuable tools that you have and one of the most powerful creation processes to apply in the conscious creation process. Understanding what you desire is important. Using your imagination is equally, if not more, important. You can understand, and there are multitudes of so-called teachings that tell you certain techniques to hold your imagination at some point within your awakened consciousness stage that validates the reality that you're going to experience. If you can imagine it, then the techniques will, regardless of what the technique is, will suggest that if you hold it in imagination and you continue to put it in the forefront of that imagination, that you can achieve it, you can accomplish it. And we're suggesting now many times that that's to accomplish possessions, or it's to accomplish certain interactions in your day-to-day activities with other individuals using your imagination. We would suggest that using your imagination is the key to creating not only those particular types of accusations that you wish to have, but indeed to creating your entire reality. You see, there's not one particular element in your reality, in your awakened consciousness state, that you have not at some level of your consciousness, either as a human consciousness, or as a society, or as an individual, imagined. Thrust you imagine. What would it be like? What would it be like to experience a reality in a vibrational level where we put up some type of an electromagnetic type of energy that at certain levels of our consciousness limits our capacity to understand the creation process, to understand that the reality we're experiencing is our creation. An imagination at some level of your consciousness to be involved in the creation of your vibrational level. It starts out as a desire and then an imagination through all levels of your consciousness. When you can bring that to your awake consciousness state, then you enhance your capacity to consciously create your reality. And imagination is the element and one of the necessary elements for the creation of the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. It exists throughout all of the vibrational levels. It's not unique to yours. Imagination, a very important and a very powerful element in this conscious creation process. You will notice that children in the early age have a capacity to use their imagination to the point where it seems to be that they are not interacting many times within an awakened consciousness state, and yet they appear to be in that state. They can have imaginary friends that are very real to them, that are truly there. They can be sitting in a group of individuals with their eyes wide open, and they're obviously not aware of what's occurring in their surroundings. They call it daydreaming. They're using their imagination. They're in an altered state of consciousness. They're experiencing a reality that's outside of your awakened consciousness reality. And as you progress from that childhood into the adolescence and into your adulthood, many individuals lose that ability to daydream, to use the imagination. Not only lose it, but are encouraged to not use it to such an extent that it interferes with your so-called real world. And so imagination gets put aside. Imagination gets shifted off as being something that's not real. Something that's an escape from reality. And it's not that at all. Imagination is one of the key elements to conscious creation. We've suggested many times the only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. You have, in your so-called history, had many individuals who understood the capacity of imagination, who imagined that there must be certain elements that you had absolutely no proof of existence, either scientifically or spiritually or in any other manner of you would like to apply to being able to give some type of validation to a certain existence of an element within your reality, within your earth systems, or within your atmosphere, within your entire cosmic creation process. And yet other individuals could imagine that it existed. What if? What if? What if all the so-called objects in your entire system, in your entire universe, were composed of a common type of element that has slight alterations but are very similar, and it is so small that not only can you not see it, you can't measure it, but you know that it's there. Imagination for an element that your scientists refer to as an atom. Imagination creates the reality. And through that imagination, there's the desire to develop some type of validation that it actually exists. And so it's an imagination. Someone imagined that it was possible. Someone imagined that it was possible to have conversations with entities that exist on the other side of your earth system. First it was an imagination. What if? And through that imagination, the belief system was validated and brought into reality. for an experience. The only limitation to your creation capacity is your imagination. All of the reality that you experience has been the result of a desire and imagination at some level of your consciousness. Imagination, a valuable tool, one that you can use to all levels of consciousness. We're not going to tell you that you've got to be in an awakened consciousness state for imagination to have some type of validation. We're not going to tell you that you have to alter your consciousness to a certain level in order for the imagination to be able to be validated and to be corrected in your awakened consciousness state. Absolutely not. What do you believe? If you believe that you can use your imagination in your awakened consciousness state, and that through the use of that imagination, yes, and through understanding what it is that you desire, you have the expectation to create it, then it will indeed work. It's not that you have to be in an altered state of consciousness. It's not that you have to be in an awakened state of consciousness. It's not that you have to be through any various levels of altered states of consciousness, be they a dream state or a meditative state. It doesn't matter. It's what you believe. If you believe in the method or the technique, then that is the validation to create the reality that you desire. The belief is far more important than the method or the technique. And so we're not going to tell you that you should alter your consciousness. We're not going to tell you that you should follow this step or that step. But rather that understand the desire and imagination precede your creation at some level of your consciousness. If you wish to have the capacity to consciously create your reality, then the next element is the expectation. And it's the expectation in the conscious state that is, for many, the most difficult aspect of this creation process. Do you really expect, if I hold this belief and if I use this imagination and if I desire it and I use whatever method or technique I believe is going to work, if I write it out or if I simply alter my consciousness into a meditative state and express my desire and use my imagination, then I expect to experience that creation in my awakened consciousness state. Expectation is another key element to the creation process. What do you expect? If you don't expect it to be created, then you don't believe that it's possible for you to consciously influence and create your reality, and you validate that expectation. You validate that belief that you can't do it. And so you walk away and you say, well, there, you see, I didn't believe it anyway. And you get exactly what it is that you believe. The reality validates the belief. When you look at individuals who are involved in relationships, for example, you look at that and you say, wow, I'd like to be in a relationship like that. But then there are certain elements within you which suggest that perhaps I'm not worthy of that type of a relationship. I don't like myself enough to be involved in that kind of a relationship. How could I expect anyone else to like me enough to be involved in that type of a relationship? If you don't love who you are, it's very difficult for others to love you or for you to love someone else. It's a necessary aspect. You can't give something that you don't have. And if you don't love yourself, if you don't even like yourself consciously, then you hold this belief system that you're not worthy. You hold this belief system that expectation is for other individuals. I'll never have it. And the reality is that whatever you hold as a belief system is validated in your conscious reality experience by that spark of consciousness that you are. And the spark of consciousness that you are, once again, validates the belief that you hold, and it does so without judgment. It never judges, oh, well, we shouldn't give them that reality because it's not going to be very enjoyable. It's going to be very difficult. They're not going to like that consciously. The spark of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate the beliefs that you hold, and it does so without judgment, and it does so from a position of absolute unconditional love, and it does so joyously. So what do you desire? What do you believe? And what do you expect? If you don't believe that you're worthy to have that capacity to create what it is that you desire, then once again, the consciousness, the spark of consciousness that you are, validates the belief system. You must lack who you are in order to have that expectation that it's within your capacity to create your reality. You look at individuals who are involved in a creation process where they're accumulating all types of abundance. And you look at them and say, well, that's not a very nice individual. He's not an individual who likes other individuals. He's not an individual who indeed even likes himself. But you see, that individual who created that abundance doesn't necessarily have to hold those realities or those belief systems. They have to hold a belief system that creating abundance is never a problem. It's not something that they even worry about. It's an accepted belief that they can have it. And the reality is, if you hold the belief system, the stock of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate the belief system. We suggested that many times. And it seems so simple. The reality you experience is a validation of the beliefs you hold. If it's that simple, then you ask yourself, well, why can't I change it then? Why do I have such a difficulty altering my reality? Because the reality is comprised of a validation of belief systems. And if you don't believe that you're deserving, if you believe that certain aspects of the reality that you're desiring are very difficult for you to attain, then you shall experience the reality to validate the belief. Desire, imagination, and imagination used in any level of consciousness, whether you believe will work for you, and expectation are key elements in the creation process. It doesn't change. It's not only key elements in your vibrational level, it's key elements in all of the vibrational levels throughout all of creation. The difference is that in your vibrational level, you put in place once again that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are in your awakened consciousness state. You put in place that electromagnetic energy that limits others existing outside of your vibrational level from interfering in your creation process. You put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that indeed allows you in your awakened consciousness state to believe that you're not in control. That doesn't exist in any of the other vibrational levels. In the other vibrational levels, the entities existing there understand the creation process and don't have the difficulty in creating it. The difference is in the experience. And we've used the analogy many times. It's like when you walk into a theater and you see a projection upon a screen and you understand that that projection is simply a projection of lights. And that it's indeed someone else's interpretation of events. And so you can be involved in that experience to a limited extent. You can experience the emotions and feelings, but when you leave the theater, you understand indeed that it was all imaginary. It wasn't real. But in your world, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, that's an entirely different story. That's real. Because you see, you believe that you're not in control in your awakened consciousness state. You believe that it's possible for others to have that influence. You believe in the human consciousness belief systems in time and space. You believe that you will indeed have experiences that are, in a certain sense, predetermined. You believe absolutely that you will terminate this so-called incarnational period. It's a human consciousness belief system. You will not live forever if that's the explanation that you desire to hear. But nonetheless, you cannot die. You simply alter the illusion. You simply alter the state of consciousness. It's an illusionary reality. Not insignificant, but illusionary. It's a reality that's a validation of your belief systems. It's a reality that's an expression of your desires, your imagination, and your expectation. It's a reality that's influenced by your thoughts and feelings and what it is that you believe. It's that simple. It's not difficult. The simplicity is almost to a point where it's incomprehensible. It can't be that easy, you suggest. But the difficulty comes in the expectation. The difficulty comes in lacking who you are. The difficulty comes in choosing the method or technique that you can hold as being a belief system that you can indeed validate, that you can bring into your conscious fact. You have to lack who you are in order to have that expectation. If you have, once again, held a belief that's involved in a belief system that certain elements are easy to attain while others are difficult, then the reality you experience validates that belief system. If there are certain experiences or realities that you desire to have in your awakened consciousness state, and you desire them and you're using the imagination, but you're not having that experience, then it falls short in the expectation. Why can't I experience that? Many individuals have a tendency to look upon it as, well, there I applied the techniques that I thought would work. I put out my desires and I used my imagination. I'm still not having the experience. So therefore I'm a failure. It's not possible. The reality is that if you hold that belief that you're a failure, then your subconsciousness creates the reality to validate the belief, and it does so without judging whether or not it's right or wrong or good or bad. And you have exactly the validation of a belief that you hold. Lack who you are. Love yourself consciously. And you will begin to have experiences that give you that feeling of deservability, of worthiness. Other individuals will begin to lack who you are as well. Other individuals will begin to do the things that allow you to experience the emotions and feelings that are expressed during exchanges of loving interactions. Because as always, as we've suggested, love is a state of being and a state of doing. You do certain things for yourself and for others to express love. Do certain things that allow others to experience, or yourself to experience, certain feelings and emotions of joy, for example, or of security, or of trust, or whatever emotional feeling it is that you hold as being important in a loving situation. Do it for yourself. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. And we've suggested many times that liking who you are is a very simple process. Make a list of principles. Put at the top of the list the principle that you desire as being the most important. The one that you would like to express as being the most important. Limit the principles down and have the list of principles. When you are involved in a situation, apply the principle. As you apply the principles, you strengthen the character. As you strengthen the character, you begin to like yourself. And as you like yourself, others will begin to like you as well. A list of principles to be the individual that you desire to be, not to impress another. For you see, if you are who you are, if you lack yourself, then you will impress others. It's really that simple. When you begin to lack yourself, then you can love yourself consciously. When you begin to love yourself consciously, then you begin to have that expectation. You begin to believe that you are worthy. You begin to believe that it's something that's within your capacity to achieve. And you can indeed have the desire which you have imagined become a reality, because you now have the expectation. The process is simple. The application is the difficult part. Validation of a belief, understanding what the belief is, and altering it, that's the difficult part. That takes the desire and the expectation to validate the imagination. Now, we will back for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And we would leave you for a moment or two, just like that.